with JB for breakfast, only on 92.9.
Our brain starter this morning, 36% of us have this in the kitchen but never use them. What do you think it is, Olivia?
Okay, so I just had a thought. Is it like champagne glasses?
Oh, champagne glasses. I bought some a couple of Christmases ago. I don't think I've ever used them since. And I like ran out on like Christmas Eve to buy them like 5 minutes before the shop shut.
Is it spices?
I bought them. No, not spices. No, Sean suggested fresh herbs.
Yeah, because you know, they go off so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I buy them every week.
No, not fresh herbs, not spices.
It's not plastic containers.
No, not plastic containers, no. Ooh. Mick's gone with fire blanket. That's probably good if you don't use that very often.
I hope you're not using that often.
It's 36% of us have this in the kitchen but never use them. I hope that's a little higher than that.
Mm.
I hope it's like 80% of us never use a fire blanket.
I wonder.
Anita suggested bottle opener before.
No, which, I use that all the time.
I know, same here. Aren't we drunks?
Popping bottles.
corkscrews too. Do you buy corked wine very often? I'll show
not
you about
very
this
often,
earlier.
Because when I do, I'm like, where is my corkscrew?
Yeah, see?
I like a screw cap.
Yeah, same.
Good job.
I was reading an article on the weekend. The wineries are moving back to cork again, I read.
Well, it does preserve it better, is what I hear.
That's what they were
saying.
Better
for the environment.
Oh, yeah, and the reason why they went screw cap was the quality of cork was diminishing. But apparently the last decade, they've had better quality cork now.
I can't tell you how many times I've dropped cork in the wine bottle.
Oh, I know. I hate that.
Annoying.
And then you ruin the wine because then it tastes like cork.
Wow, and like and little bits get in it and you're like, oh, for goodness sake.
Not your fantastic 1999 vintage Cabernet Sauvignon.
I did buy a very expensive bottle of wine when I started uni.
Oh, how much?
It was $200.
Wow!
And
jeez.
When I graduated uni...
Phenomenal!
I cracked it open.
Was it nice or was it gross?
It was good. It was my favourite type of Italian wine.
Was it worth $200
no,
or were you let
no,
down
it wasn't
hugely?
Worth $200.
I've never bought triple figure bottle ever in my life. I bought like a $70 bottle of champagne once.
That's expensive.
And thought it was gross.
No, I love good champs.
Did you buy the triple figure champagne have you bought?
I've never bought it, but I've drunk it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Someone else is buying. Yeah, you hang around the right people.
I sure
well
do,
done. 36% of us have this in the kitchen but never use them. The answer is chopsticks.
Oh, I love chopsticks.
Chopsticks is the answer. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, chopsticks.
I have some too.
Do you? I got some like last weekend. I got some chopsticks. I got some chopsticks last weekend.
Did you? Like proper ones?
Yeah, proper like wooden ones.
Do you know
ones.
How to use them?
Yeah, I do. Do you know how to use chopsticks?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. There we go.
Kind of. I mean, I think
we
I do.
Cultured, hey?
I think $200
bottle of Plonk, we can use chopsticks. Hey? We'll get a job
we'll
at the ABC
night.
At the rate we're going. Mm. Hey, 7:54, we'll have another brain starter tomorrow. That is Matchbox 20, 3 a.m. at 92.9 JB for breakfast. Thanks to Country Auto's GWM Havel. All the stocks there ready for immediate delivery right now. Olivia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, JB. I'm great. How are you?
Very well. Extinct names. These are the least popular names for 2022 so far.
Okay, hit me.
It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The top 8.
Are these girls or just
bizarre.
Boys?
I've got girls and boys.
Oh, okay.
I think these are in no particular order, so I've got 8, okay. But it's not like the
top
first
one. Yeah.
Not the least popular. See how many of these names you have come across recently, and see if you yourself,
like them.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
A couple of these are very surprising. This one's not so surprising. Angela.
Oh, yeah.
Angela. Gone.
I knew an Angela in school. I didn't like her.
Kimberly. Kimberly's on the extinct list.
That is controversial. Like, one of my best friends is named Kimberly.
Yeah. It's a bit of an 80s name, isn't it? It really is. It's kind of
weird. It's an 80s name because, like, the Pink Power Ranger was named Kimberly, too.
Oh, that's right. She was, too. Mm. Yeah. Alexa.
Oh, I'm not a massive fan anyway, so that's right. Scratch that. Also, Amazon.
Oh, yeah, true. Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. There's enough of those around the place. Ashley, that's such a 90s and noughties name, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't known. I only know people my age named Ashley now.
Yeah. And the thousand different spellings of it. A-S-H-L-E-E-L-E-I-G-H. Yeah, all of that. Nicole.
Oh.
Yeah, Nicole on the extinct list.
Interesting.
There you go.
Well, I don't know any babies named Nicole.
So, no, not really. Yeah, no, that's the interesting thing. Lorianne. Were you surprised by that one?
Is that like Full House? I don't know.
Good morning, all the Loriannes out there. Kirsten. Or Kristen?
Yeah, that's...
Kristen? Kirsten?
I would extend that as well.
The Kirsten or Christian?
Stewart's the last
it's
one,
all,
I know.
It's all how no, that I R say, or I is list. Placed.
It's yeah. not Laurie Ann, it's Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine, is it?
Lucky I've just seen that. I'm like, it's Lorraine.
Lorraine, sorry, Laurie Ann, you're not on the extinct list. Sorry, as you were. Laurie Ann, is it?
No, it's Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine. Lorraine. Okay, sorry. Do I get that one right? Is it Christian?
That's Kristen.
Kristen.
Yep, Kristen.
Kristen, yep. Not Kirsten.
Not Kirsten, because it's R-I.
I bugger those up.
That's all right, though. I must be both partly... names really I'd extend.
But, so, there's Kirsty Lee Akers, who's a country music artist.
Yeah, Kirsty's not the same name.
And...
But Kirsty's extinct as well, I feel.
I interviewed her 1,000 times last year for The Block.
Don't tell me you're calling her something different.
And the first time I spoke to her, luckily it was pre-recorded, because I went, and joining us now for a chat, it's Kirsty Lee Akers.
Oh,
hey, Chris.
JB.
It's Kirsty. Okay,
people
we'll start that again.
You BJ.
I've had that. Suzanne.
Yeah, that's old. Suzanne, what's her name?
Vega?
No, who I was going to say song? Suzanne Kennedy.
Suzanne Kennedy.
Of Neighbours.
Is it? Oh, oh yeah, Suze. True. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking political. I was like, that's, that's Catherine Kennedy.
I don't
Kathleen
like
Kennedy.
Politics in the morning.
So, sorry. We'll leave that for next door. The boys' names.
Ooh, yeah, hit me with the boy names.
We'll get to those after this.
Link Airways now flying direct between...
Council meeting coming up in your local news.
7:23, names that are extinct or becoming extinct. You all right there?
That's me.
That's all right. Boys' names. Mm-hmm. Any you can think of that you reckon might be on this list? Any?
Maybe the name Ben.
You reckon Ben might be on the list?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. I can confirm right now, Ben is not on the list.
Oh, it's still popular.
But Bill is.
Oh, yeah. Who looks at their baby and it's like... Bill. It's a Bill.
Bill is going.
Yeah.
Gary is going as well.
I knew a Gary once. He was a twin, and his twin was Tim, and their last name was Tim's. Tim Tim's.
No, it wasn't.
Gary Tim's and Tim Tim's.
No, you are kidding. Yeah. Why?
I don't. I knew Richard Richards as well.
No, really?
Yeah, swear down. Maybe
Why
it just happens in Melbourne.
Why do you do that, parents?
Well, he told me his dad was drunk when he signed the birth certificate, so.
Stuart.
Yeah, I know a lot of Stewies.
Yeah, but all like around your name? Your
my age?
Yeah. I know a Stuart who's maybe about 15, and that's probably the youngest Stuart I know. Yeah. Graham. Graham's are out.
Yeah, sack that one in the bin.
Graham's are gone-ski.
No offense to anyone that's named
this. No, we love Graham's, but, you know, typically
I'm not going to name my child Graham.
Yeah, usual over 40-year-olds. Ashton is on the list. That's a bit of
my
a younger name.
My friend's baby is Ashton, actually.
Oh!
Yeah, he's 3, and his name is Ashton.
There we go. Our youngest Ashton, 3-year-old. If you've got one who's younger than that,
one person's
you've just
died
had
in
a baby
car
that's like a month old. And
coast.
Yeah.
The cars collided at Baringa.
How about Kobe?
Baringa, rather, at
that
9
surprised
o'clock
me.
Last night.
Kobe.
I thought that was kind of a...
Because my friend's kid's Kobe, K-O-B-E.
Yeah, that's it, K-O-B-E.
Why all my friends got kids?
Another died at the scene.
K-O-B-E.
At least one person has been killed in a series of blasts near the
Crimean Peninsula. Well, I'm surprised because Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
You would think he'd made a comeback.
Yeah.
Explosions rocked the region.
How about Jeffrey?
The annexed district.
My friend wanted to name her kid Jeffrey the whole time she was pregnant.
Two women and two children have been located
after
getting
Jeffrey,
lost
Jackson,
in far west New South
they
Wales.
Named their dog Jeffrey.
27-year-old Darren Aspinall,
it's baby
her
Jeffrey.
Children aged 2 and 4,
Nigel.
And her 50-year-old mother, Leah Gooding,
Thornberry.
Drove to Pack Saddle but didn't arrive.
That just reminds me of a big-nosed cartoon character, Nigel Thornberry.
Nigel, no friend.
Family didn't arrive at the accommodation they booked.
I've ever come across a Nigel ever in my life. Even, you know, we go get thousands of listeners ringing us every day for competitions and prizes.
Thousands every day.
Thousands of callers all the time. The phones are ringing hot right now.
Unions have welcomed the Albanese government for a pay rise for healthcare workers. The submission was lodged to the Fair Work Commission earlier this week.
Yeah, as part of the Nigel fan club. 676-2229. If you're a Nigel out there, I'd love to hear from you. If you can confirm you are a Nigel, bring in a birth certificate.
Yes,
we'll give you a pizza.
Or ID. No one knows where the birth certificate is.
I had to find mine while I was off on on break. And I found it eventually, but it took me an hour and a half. I had to upturn the whole house to find my birth certificate.
You think about it, like 2 a.m. You're like, where's my birth certificate?
Yeah.
Wakes you up.
I put it in a safe spot now.
Oh, so I've can got find about it. 10 safe spots. They're all missing things.
7:26 at 92.9.
It's time for JB to share a McCafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
And Rhiannon from the Ronald McDonald House here in Tamworth joins us for a chat. Rhiannon, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Good morning, JB. I'm well. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Very well. You've been busy there at the house the last month or so?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, unfortunately. We've seen quite a few families coming through our doors again. It's been quite a busy flu season this year.
Yeah. And with that, of course, you guys need some more items there at the house. What kind of stuff are you looking for?
Yeah, so we've had a few things come close to running out over the last few weeks. So we're looking for some tissues, anything that is individually packaged in the snack form that the families can take over to the hospital with them, quick dinner options, pasta, noodles, soup packets. We're desperately short of Aldi coffee pods. We know how important coffee is to keep everybody going through the day, so we would love to see some of them coming in. And some gift cards to the supermarkets would be fabulous, so we can go pick up anything that we run out of and haven't had donations come in for.
Yeah. No, excellent. Very handy there. And I understand this is handy as well. You guys have had an additional drop-off location pop up.
Yeah, we're really excited. Stroud Homes in Bourke Street have kindly offered to be a location the community can drop donations into for us. We know that it can be a little bit difficult to get all the way up to the hospital during the day sometimes. So they've kindly come on board as somewhere that local people from Tamworth can drop grocery items in so we can get them up to the house and give them to families who come across to us when they've got a sick or injured child.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fantastic location. They're pretty much right there in the CBD. So if you're an office worker or whatever, and maybe getting up to the hospital is a little out of the way, but you work in town in the CBD there, you just get there to Stroud Homes on Bourke Street, I think they're off the top of my head, and donate away. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's really fabulous. Gabby and Sarah in the office most days, so there's some lovely friendly faces to pop in and see, and we're really excited for the extra support from those guys.
Fantastic, that's awesome. And you guys will be at AgQuip next week. This is exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited and looking forward to it. We know we've missed it over the last couple of years, so we're sure that our local region and all of the exhibitors coming are excited as we are. We'll have some chicken burgers and bacon egg rolls cooking off our barbecue, as well as some merchandise and raffle ticket sales and some lucky dips for the kids.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah, we'd love to see people swing by. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to a successful week out there in Gunnedah.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, of course, all the money raised from those bits and pieces all going towards, of course, running the house here in Tamworth.
Yeah, straight into our house here in Tamworth, supporting families from across the region.
Yeah, phenomenal. Love it. And as we always say every time I have a chat with you, always looking for volunteers as well?
Yes, always looking for helpful hands. We can always do with some more. So more than happy to have a chat on the phone or to have you drop in and we can give you some information and we can go from there.
Fantastic. Rhiannon, the house manager of the Ronald McDonald House here in Tamworth. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks again, JB. Really appreciate it.
Get your selfie face ready because the 92.9 Instagram pick of the week